Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 19, and we're going to see that when you take holy things half-heartedly or in order to leverage the divine into your service, you end up looking pretty foolish. Listen to what it says in verses 11 through 20. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks. And fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also, many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. So we have this account where God is moving miraculously. And there are some jokers that want in on what they perceive as a cash cow. They take the holiness and the glory of God lightly. They don't take Jesus seriously. Jesus is simply a means to a selfish end for them. And they encounter an evil spirit and are quickly and sufficiently made to look very foolish. So listen to me. The reason Luke put this story in here is for the next few verses. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus. Luke tells us that across the board, for the most part, the perception of Jesus was raised. There was a reverent fear that becomes associated with Jesus. He is extolled. He is raised in terms of honor and importance in the people's minds. Keep in mind, this is not quite revival. Luke doesn't say that there was necessarily mass conversion, just that people extolled Jesus. The people, in general, had a better idea of the power of Jesus based upon something a demon did. But here's what I want you and me to really see. What kind of response did it produce in believers? What happens inside the church? Repentance is what happens. Believers who were former and maybe even current magicians come forward and divulged their tricks. They realize that it's not a helpful thing to try and mix magic with the Messiah. And so they confess and they turn from their old lifestyles. And watch this. This was public repentance. That's when you know people are serious about repentance. They let everyone know that they are making a change. There's not a safety net. There's no hiding. There is full-on accountability. And so here's the question. Do you take the things of God? Do you take your walk with Christ seriously? Do you respond to the seriousness of the gospel? Well, what do you mean, Cliff? Well, here's what I mean. The believers in this community saw seven men get humiliated because they took the name of Jesus lightly, and when the dust settled, believers repented. When you see other people treat Jesus like a secondary fixture in their lives, and then you watch their marriages fall apart or their lives unravel, do you say in your head, well, that's just another statistic, or do you put your hand over your mouth and say, God, I need you now more than ever. I've been neglecting you, and if it wasn't for your grace, there go I. You serve a God who does not take his glory lightly, neither should you take it lightly. We need to respond to the seriousness of the gospel. In Luke chapter 13, some people run up to Jesus and tell him about a tragedy that has just taken place. And the question is implied in their speaking to Jesus that these people caught up in this tragedy must have had it coming to them, right, Jesus? And Jesus says, do you think that they were worse sinners than others? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He tells them two times in the same conversation, unless you repent, you will also die in your sins. And I'm pleading with you right now to take your life in Christ seriously. Look around at all that is taking place in our society and feel compassion over it, yes, but also let it push you closer to Christ. Forsake your sin and run to Christ. Repent. Turn from your sin. No matter how big or small, turn from it. And then we will see our churches strengthened. When you pray today, please remember Joe Costa and his family are missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Vi Lifeword broadcast in Liberia and Sierra Leone.